Spring sunshine dances through the streaked window pane of the shabby chic coffee shop. Back street in the suburbs of the city, she sits there waiting. The air is thickly seeded with a strong, rich aroma of good ground coffee. There is a light, hearty buzz of chit-chat from the other guests, interspersed by the whoosh of the hot, sweet milk being creamed into the coffee churn. A light, acoustic, hipster soundtrack in the background is just loud enough for her not to be able to quite make out what the tune is being played. Quaint, dark, stained oak chairs, looking fragile with age, are paired up with pink gingham checked tablecloth covers. On each table, there is a bright yellow daffodil, announcing the arrival of much-awaited spring. In her hands, she holds the world. She holds the future, the truth, the lies, the hope, the hurt, and hopefully the answers. The cell phone, like a modern-day crystal ball, would tell her all she needed to know. She takes a sip of her coffee, butterflies tumbling in her tummy as the warming feeling reaches down into her core. Nervous anticipation creeps over her as she looks anxiously at the clock. As she gazes around the coffee shop, she wonders how the world just carries on with a dismissive insignificance. Gravity was teetering precariously here. Almost time. Would he come? Some would call it entrapment. She'd commit her heart and soul for the rest of her life to him. She simply had to know. As the clock struck three, she began to ease a sigh of relief. He was not coming. Dust motes danced in the rays of streaming light in the warming spring sunshine. It was as if fate had theatrically set the scene, lighting and all, in preparation for his entrance. In the perfect limelight, he walked into the coffee shop. At his entrance, her whole world fell apart. The last 2 years of her life were for nothing. Wasted. Wasted built on a bedrock of lies. Her suspicions had been cruelly confirmed. She had set the honey trap, baited him with social media, with a false account, with a promise of nothing more than a false picture, a few enticing false words, and the threat of a hint of a promise of something more. A million miles away from what they already had, yet here he was, wanting more. Here he was, lies personified. A dagger in her heart pierced her butterfly sack, and they all came a-fluttering into her throat at once. She felt she couldn't breathe, choking on her naivety, retching on her stupidity, and sick with her inability to believe what she already knew. Desperately, she began searching the shop for help, for answers, for confirmation. The coffee shop, in a mocking indifference, carried on in a semblance of defiant normality. Her whole world had flipped. How could life go on as if nothing had happened? She gave in. Her searching gaze was for anywhere other than where they were fixed now. She looked him straight in the eye. The look between them said it all. In that one moment of eternity, love had died. Over. She pushed past him, no words spoken, there were no words needed. She burst out into the spring sunshine, tears stinging her face. In her hand she held a daffodil, a symbol of spring, a symbol of new, a symbol of rebirth. Looking at it, it was probably what hurt the most. Hurt and hurt bad. She knew in her heart of heart, it was over. Wearily, reluctantly, tiredly, she knew she would have to start all over again.